Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, commitment to your calling in life and career. Wherever you are now on your life and career journey, my friend, begin considering it as your calling. In each situation, the principle for those who believe and trust in God is commitment precedes power. Commit to do your best with a great attitude. Our attitude in our current assignment will impact the outcome and timing of our promotion. For promotion comes neither from the east, the west, nor the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Psalm 75, 6 and 7. What is our role in the process? Do our work heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men, for our reward comes from God. King David, a great king of ancient times, is an excellent example for us to see what a life ready for a new calling looks like. God's callings occur in our life and career journey. Each one gives us the necessary maturity to become the leaders God created us to become. King David faithfully responded to God's calling as a shepherd of sheep, one of the lowest vocations, and God promoted him. Let's follow his steps. First, he humbly asked God to prepare and help him. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. David writes in Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12. Secondly, David acknowledges his dependence on God for everything. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense, to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated those who regard useless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities, and have not shut me up into the hand of my enemies. You have set my feet in a wide place. King David, Psalm 31, verses 1 through 8. Thirdly, David committed his way to the Lord, and God provided everything he needed for success in life and career. Commit your way to the Lord, he says. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. That's promotion. King David, Psalm 37, verse 5. What does this look like as we apply these insights to our lives? Wherever you are, no matter how challenging or seemingly unrewarding, give it your best as though you're working for God. Refuse to complain and trust God's calling you there for a reason. Wait expectantly for God's timing and refuse to move until He opens the door. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.